From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. India's been helping Afghanistan, and the Taliban doesn't like it. The Taliban is urging India to stop giving lethal military equipment to the Afghan government, condemning it as a clear hostility toward the war-torn nation. In its first public reaction to New Delhi's growing military cooperation with Kabul, the Islamist insurgency alleged Indian aircraft and equipment are being used to kill Afghans and destroy their homes, as well as other civilian infrastructure. Now, India recently transferred 4 Russian-made attack helicopters to boost the Afghan Air Force's ability to assist ground troops fighting Taliban insurgents, and it trains hundreds of Afghan soldiers each year in its military academy. The U.S. and Russia have been working to finalize a ceasefire deal for Syria that would allow more humanitarian aid into the war-ravaged country as world leaders meet in Hangzhou, China, for the Group of 20 Nations Leaders Summit. The two countries appear to be closing in a possible deal, but major obstacles remain. Secretary of State John Kerry.
An awful lot of technical things have been worked out. A lot of things are clear, but there still remain, as I say, a couple of tough issues. We've got to figure out how to make certain both of us can be comfortable with a resolution to those issues. So that's what we're working on.
Now, there are hopes that U.S. President Barack Obama and Russia's Vladimir Putin will have a chance to talk informally on the sidelines. But so far, nothing has been arranged. A State Department official said Russia walked back on some of the areas the U.S. thought were agreed to by both parties. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasim Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war, in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Ali was convicted on 8 charges that included the abduction and killing of a young man